This is Will's Band of the Week for January 28th, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Anurag from the Kitchener Bureau.
Hello, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2024 officially, and this is going to be the first podcast with exclusively 2024 releases.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're making our way into the new year, and do you think 2024 will be a good year for music?
It always has been. Each year has been a good year.
I was going to say the same thing. You just if you look enough, if you're active enough in your pursuit, then every year is a good year. It may not be that every year is a good year for, you know, popular music or the most popular music, but who cares, right?
Who cares?
It's not our demographic.
Yeah, and because when you contacted me saying that you wanted to record a podcast, and I said, okay. Then it suddenly struck me, holy crap, I have no idea what's released. I had to actually Google the hell out of so many lists and figured out, you know, one or two suggestions that I sent that, yeah, those are good.
You and I both, each of us found a good one, right?
I would say. Yes, we both found a good one. That's true.
So, you know what I did? Last week, I forgot about a live report.
I'm gonna
make up for it right now. So I don't think I really told the story last week when I recorded with Craig of our travel adventures. So a couple weeks ago, we went to Albuquerque, and we were in New Mexico. So what should a person do when a person goes to New Mexico? That's a quiz for you, Anurag.
What go should see you 38 do? Special?
Well, of course. No, you should go see Jeremiah. Right?
Oh, okay. Yes, I forgot about that. Sorry, Jeremiah.
But here's the problem. He travels the world over.
Was he even there?
He wasn't even there. Oh. So we went to Albuquerque. We would have gone to Santa Fe to see Jeremiah, but Jeremiah wasn't home. So, but that's cool. You know, okay, so you're in Wisconsin. You plan a winter trip to Albuquerque, and you think, it'll be a little warmer there, right? You think it's going to be a little warmer there?
Yeah.
It was in the 30s. 30s Fahrenheit, so basically zero.
Oh, crap.
So that's cold. But it was sunny, so it was pretty nice. While we were in Albuquerque, we saw this really cool thing. There wasn't any indie rock going on. There might have been a couple of just kind of really obscure. There was a band that we had never heard of, but it seemed like kind of a sort of indie rock band, so we were thinking of going to that. But instead, we decided to go see the Albuquerque Jazz Orchestra. Ooh. And it was the coolest thing. It was really great. So it's kind of like a big band thing, but it was free admission in this bar that has a huge dance floor and then seating all around it. Mm-hmm. And they're a nonprofit organization and they're just great. And we just sat in amazement and just loved it.
Wow.
So I don't know if you ever encounter the Albuquerque Jazz Orchestra. Super fun. Like, sound quality was just great. Musicianship was great. And it was really cool. And we just really enjoyed it. So that deserved a shout out, I thought.
How do you pronounce that town's name again?
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. The only reason I know this is because it featured heavily in Breaking Bad.
Exactly. That's like the setting. That's like
where it's set. Oh, that's nice. Right. I'm glad you had fun. Yeah.
So Santa Fe, where Jeremiah lives, is about an hour and a half drive from there. We did go the other little trivia thing. Anybody who's seen the TV show Longmire, which is like a sort of hokey Western show, but we thought it was fun. There's a bar in that show called the Red Pony, and it was all filmed at a bar in New Mexico in a little town called Madrid, New Mexico.
Okay.
Which is actually called the Mineshaft Tavern. So we went there, and I thought it was fun because it was like I was sitting in the on a TV show set, you know. Mm-hmm. the other part of this story is that the weather was just ridiculous when we took this trip a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And we got stranded for 3 days in Denver. That's the quickest way to say it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because of the cold snap?
Cold, blizzard, all kinds of stuff. So we had two trains get canceled, and then we decided to fly back, and then that flight got canceled. Then we got a later flight and got to Chicago at 2 a.m. So,
oh man,
decided to sleep rather than try to retrieve our car in a parking lot in Chicago. But I can say Denver's a nice city, and the weather was terrible, but unusually terrible. They don't usually get all the Uber drivers were telling us, oh my God, it's not usually this bad.
Denver's got happen when you were there, right?
Yep. Denver's a nice city. They've got a lot of really good brew pubs, which we checked out.
Nice.
And restaurants and, things to do, museums and stuff. It was great. It was great considering that we weren't planning on being there.
Yeah.
Okay, there's my live report with bonuses. Any live reports from Kitchener?
No, but I have like six shows that I've planned to go on after my trip to India. I come back on the 10th of March. And the first show I'll see on the 17th of March, Otterbocke Beaver. I'm really excited.
That's fantastic. Where are they playing? Is that like
It's Toronto a small somewhere? Place called the Opera House. And after that, I plan to see Duster. But they're in a hall that hosts 1,500 people.
Really?
Will they be able to pull so many people?
Wow. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a Duster and Codeine. I've never heard of Codeine.
Oh, Codeine?
Codeine, yes.
From like a kind of 90s band?
I have no idea. Think? It just says Duster and Codeine.
Okay. Okay.
But it's at a place that hosts 1,500 people.
Maybe Codeine is the headliner because they were kind of popular in the 90s, I think. It's hard to evaluate the popularity of retro acts, but it seems like if you had a certain level of popularity 20 or 30 years ago, then your demographic
they look like old guys, but it says Duster's the headliner.
Okay.
And this is the first time in Toronto, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I've already warned my wife, I've got like six shows to go and see. So I'll have lots of reports.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yes.
Got to see some live music.
I agree. It's fun.
Yeah, I've got some tickets too, and I'm excited. So it's going to be good. But January is still kind of slow. The albums roll out a bit slowly, and the live shows kind of roll out a bit slowly too, right?
That's true. Yeah. Was it like this always, or are we just noticing it now?
I think it's kind of been this
always
way.
Been like that. Okay, all right.
I think we're probably just noticing it, but
I'm really looking forward to that album from The Smile. That should be good. They're releasing a second album.
It's coming out. It'll be out when this podcast comes out because it's coming out this week. I think.
Yeah,
I've seen two reviews. One that said it's fantastic, and one that said it's bad. I think Pitchfork loved it, and then the Canadian site, what is that? There's a really good Canadian
Exclaim.
Exclaim. They didn't like it at all. They said like this is like background music.
Oh, really? Because the two or three songs that I've heard from them that they've released, they're pretty good. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be really good. I think you have to have that vibe, like the Radiohead vibe, where it's like understated kind of, and gotta appreciate that. So
we Canadians are always wrong, so don't worry about it.
All right. Well,
Yes.
Is it time to start rocking?
Let's start.
Indie rock legends. Indie rock veterans. Slater Kinney. I don't know. They're maybe not legends, but like really solid, important band in the indie rock history, right?
Yeah, I would call them legends. I mean, like, a lot of the bands don't really stick around for 11 albums, right? This is the 11th album?
I didn't do that research. And sounds about right, though.
Some of those albums, like, they are just amazing stuff. But you're right, they really haven't received the due.
Like, one of the signs of the strength of a veteran band is when you've never seen them live, and then you see them live, and you're like, oh man. So this happened when I saw Yola Tengo a few years ago, and they were already, 10 or more albums into their whole discography or whatever, you know. And then you're like, what are they even going to play? And like, I've listened to three or four of their albums a lot, and I don't know the song titles. I don't know anything. And then you just take it in and experience it, and you're like, that was great. Right. So I saw Slater Kinney last year in Portland when we were out visiting our son, and it was great. You know, it was like, and again, two or three of their albums I probably had listened to a lot, and then another three or four or whatever I hadn't listened to all that much. And it's just like, I'm just really enjoying this. This is great. So this is one that I have tickets for coming up in a couple months. So
nice.
I think it'll be solid and fun. So anyway, so another album, and this new one is called Little Rope. And there's a theme, right? There's a recent band history that they've been a three-person band for their entire career. And the drummer, Janet Weiss, left the band like, 3 years ago or something?
I think so, yep.
So a lot of people are like, oh, it's not the same without her. You know, I love drummers, and I think drummers are underrated, and they're super important to the sound of the band. But, you know, this is not a band that doesn't sound good without Janet Weiss. I think it's kind of, it's more of like a, just a sad thing for the whole like group thing. Cause they've talked about how they're kind of sad that she left the band and all that stuff. And but you know, they've got a perfectly good drummer now, and they've got the two main, songwriters.
That's true.
And so,
that's
true. You know, so I think it's pretty solid.
Albums after No City to Love. Is that the one?
Right. Yeah.
After that, I didn't really like the sound because I was expecting something else. And honestly, I was ready to dislike this album completely. Mm-hmm. I'd already thought that I'm going to be disappointing Will and all the fans of Slater Kinney. But man, this kind of like took me by surprise. It's a really good album. Like, because of the ferociousness of their earlier albums, and the departure of Janet Weiss, like you said, I think they've kind of found a path that's like a good path to navigate. And to me, it feels like it took them a couple of albums to finally find it. So I actually really, really enjoyed this album. And I've already put it on my shuffle list and let it
give me
all the music it can.
They're kind of finding a, like you said, like a kind of a space between the angular guitar rock and then some of the more sort of tuneful synthesizer type songs, and it's a pretty good balance. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So that distortion and chaos that I used to really like in the early albums, maybe that's why I didn't like the last two. But this one, it took me by surprise, and there are so many songs that I really, really like in there, and I really can't find one song that I can say, oh no, that's just a filler, that doesn't need to be there. So, kudos.
I'll make a pick. Let's start with, I think this is a good, just right in the Slater Kinney wheelhouse. Number 6, Don't Feel Right.
Take
Slater Kinney. The album is Little Rope.
That was a good pick. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably what maybe that's a little more like the older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, pretty consistent. So
it is.
It's there's a huge pressure on you right now to pick the perfect track.
I'll probably disappoint you. Let's listen to the last track, Untidy Creature.
Slater Kinney.
Really good stuff.
I have not analyzed the lyrics.
Neither have I.
But there's been a lot of writing about how the album was influenced by a tragedy that Carrie Brownstein's, I think it's her
mother and stepfather.
Yeah, mother and stepfather got killed in a car accident. Just incredible. Like in the, I think they were in the midst of recording the album.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then they said that the, some of the final way that they mixed things and, you know, just the whole album got kind of influenced by it. So I don't have enough indie rock cred to have done, you know, an analysis of that, but it's worth noting that, you know, in a creative process, then when you're in the middle of a tragic event, you can't help but have it influence it, you would think.
Yeah. And I was looking to see if I could buy the vinyl for this. And see, this is why I can't buy vinyls. And because if I try to order it from their website, it says $25. And then I add postage to it. That's another $25.
To Canada, yeah.
What? It's like, well, no way, thank you.
I mean, why can't the United States and Canada have like some kind of thing? Like,
It's probably the duty thing.
Yeah.
But I went to my local vinyl store's website, and the first thing I see is they're already selling Smile's new album. Like, they gave me the option to buy it.
Mm.
Wow.
Couldn't you, isn't there just a like a record store that you could go to in Toronto that would have the Slater Kinney album?
Then
you
wouldn't have to pay. Definitely would. But going to Toronto is like 1.5 hour, 2 hour thing.
Well, right. Yeah. And I suppose if you're going to see a live show, you'd have to pick up the vinyl before you went to the show, and you'd be carrying it with you to the show.
Yeah. No, my thing is that if I'm at the show, I'd prefer buying it from there. It's
sure. If it's that band's show. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
I just meant when you happen to be in Toronto for a show. But,
yeah. No, the Carrie Brownstein. Yeah. It's really sad. Like, her mom and her stepfather. Ooh. at the same time. That can be fun.
Yeah. All right, let's play another track.
Yes.
I think, I had the... All right. I'm just going to go back and be predictable and play track two because it's a solid pick. Needlessly Wild. That's pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fun.
Slater Kinney. Little Rope. You said it was the 11th album, right?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure it's the 11th.
All right. Keep on rocking.
Yes, I'm hoping they'll... they are touring, right? You said you're going to go see them?
Yep. Coming here to the Arena Rock venue here in Madison, the Sylvie. So,
cool.
I don't know. Can they sell out the Sylvie? I think my wife is kind of a mild fan, but the opener is Black Belt Eagle Scout, and my wife loves Black Belt Eagle Scout, so I was like, I'll get her to go for sure. So
she'd probably leave you halfway through, huh?
Yeah, she could take off like she did at that Yola Tango show.
I remember that incident.
I don't think she'll take off.
All
right. Do we do justice to Slater Kinney? I think we did.
Yes, we did.
All right, and now we have your pick, which is so fun because I have read about this artist and I probably kind of sampled her stuff. Isn't she like on about the fifth album? I think
it's the third, or is it the fourth? I forget. I think she did do a cover album of she covered some songs.
Yeah, does that count as an album?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah, you can't count that. That's like it's a bonus album or something, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about Marika Hackman.
I had never known about this artist before, and I only started listening to it because I got it recommended onto my YouTube music app that I use.
And some computer algorithm told you to listen to it, so you did.
Yes, they probably knew I would like it, and I loved the album. And apparently it's a big departure from what she had been doing earlier. I haven't listened to her earlier stuff. I will. But another thing I found out was that she played most of the instruments herself on this album. And it's been done really well. I know you've listened to it. And I like the album probably because it fits perfectly with this stupid, miserable weather we are having. I have not seen the sun, I kid you not, in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, so it's bad there too. Boy, oh, yeah, we're getting, it's terrible here.
Everybody's complained. Can we at least see the sun? We're okay with minus 20, but just give us the sun. So this album is about depression and flawed relationships and fits perfectly with my mood about the weather. So there you go.
Great. Okay, we will have a little fun tidbit about the geographically where she's from. But why don't we play a track first?
Okay. Let's play Big Sigh, the title track, I guess. That's the name of her album, Big Sigh.
Wet lights and smoke in the heather. I got fat red blood and flies sucking on the leather. I don't mind, I feel kind, be my pleasure. It would be my pleasure. We got grease on our feet and a bag of weather. And if it stays like this, then I hope it carries on.
That's Marika Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
The title track to the album, Big Sigh. And yeah, that was one of my top picks also.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Here's the trivia. If you go to her Bandcamp page, I think it just says England. So then if you dig a little deeper, she's from Hampshire, England. And so then I was thinking, well, where's Hampshire? So I looked it up. And that's where Southampton is, which is where Craig is from.
Oh.
So she's probably personal friends with Craig's family.
She probably kicks in a few beers with him.
Yep. Probably played at his backyard barbecue, maybe. So that's cool, right?
Yeah.
So I always like to use these, you know, where the band is from as sort of a geographical kind of lesson. Right. So if you want to go to the map, it's basically the southern part of England, kind of in the middle.
Hmm.
So I'm going to verify that right now. I'm pulling that map up again. Yeah. Look at a map of England right in the center from an east-west perspective and all the way to the south.
Okay.
That's where it is. And so London would be just a little bit northeast of there. So, hey, I was going to ask you, Anurag, you were just saying that you're going to go to India, right? And you've told us about the droney music that's influenced you and why you kind of like psychedelic droney stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is there any sort of indie rock scene in India?
You know, I've been trying to track it, and either I'm not looking for it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just don't look at it at the right place, because there is, and then some of the music that I do find is either 3 or 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good, And if it's new, it's not very good. So
I mean,
it's not as big as I would like it to be, but there definitely is a scene.
Yeah, I was thinking,
but it's kind of localized into big towns, big cities.
Because I was thinking there has to be, like, with a country that big, you know?
Oh,
it's like we find, on occasion, we find a like a shoegaze band from China or something, right?
Yeah.
So there's got to be, like, pockets of it, right?
Yeah, I'm just not looking for it very, very, like, I do suddenly get influenced and say, oh, I really should look for some bands and introduce them onto the podcast.
Right, that'd be cool.
I still haven't been able to find them. I'm going to, you know, get better at it.
All right, work on that.
Yes.
Oh, just, it made me think of it, the whole geographic thing, which is fun. All right, we need another track. Actually, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Once again, track two is really great. We can't play this album without playing track two. So this is Marika Hackman and the track called No Caffeine.
Occupy your mind, don't stay home. Talk to all your friends, but don't look at your phone. Scream into a bed, try to turn your brain off. Make a herbal tea, don't throw up. Remember how to breathe, maybe try and fuck. Stay away from love, maybe take your clothes off.
Marika Hackman. I think that's a standout.
Yes, it is. That was going to be my next pick.
It starts out cool, and then the bass and drums are so great. Mm-hmm. Oh, just awesome.
That's true.
I love it. Yes. The album is Big Sigh.
Big Sigh.
And, yep, from the Southampton area. Very cool.
It is.
All right, what are we going to play next?
The third pick is really slime. Important. I forget which number it is.
Oh, I think that was my next pick too. We're we're tracking on this one. That's number 8, Slime.
Stranger, I wanna rearrange you. Clap your spine and shake your mind. Slide. So sublime, turn to slime. 'Cause I see you, I see you. Take a little time.
That's Marika Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
Another excellent pick.
Yes, I'm going to be analyzing this album very, very carefully, especially for lyrics. I was just going through and it's really depressing. So I'm going to enjoy it.
We're talking about how much we enjoy something that's really depressing.
Yeah, I know. And just kind of, it's almost like the same vibe, so I like it.
If you can take, issues that you want to sing about and then put it into just great music, it's great. It's just so good.
That's true.
So I'm glad that you recommended this because I had read about it and I don't know if I would have gone to the trouble of listening to it all the way through, but you gave me the assignment and it was well worth it.
That's true.
So,
yes.
Yeah, people check out this Marika Hackman album.
I agree.
Well, we're two for two. We only have two, right, this week? We're not trying to overdo it as 2024 kind of develops. You know,
that's
We could
force it. And also
because
we couldn't find any.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple we could have thrown in there.
Yes.
And there are a couple that I thought were worthy of listening to that maybe I'll get around to. And
I've already the ones that you sent me, I've already bookmarked them. I'm going to listen to them too.
There is a fun one coming out this week that I think I'm going to try to feature next week. So I'm excited. So they're starting to roll out just a bit.
Yeah, because I just saw that Torres is also coming out with a new album.
Oh, right. So. Oh, there's the Smile album too, of course.
The Smile.
We'll have to listen to that.
Yep.
And I don't know. We could try to be too cool and not talk about the Smile album. Or are we cool if we do or we don't? I don't even know.
It's just music, man.
Yeah. Do whatever we want.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I kind of like these kind of simple, straightforward, don't overdo it kind of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's lean and mean kind of. But we could be done right now, but we're not, are we?
I keep forgetting that. Yes.
Well, I have a bonus song, so I could go first.
Yes, please. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay, here we go. You'll come up with something.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
I've got a Canadian theme for my bonus song of the week. So maybe you'll appreciate this. There was a band breakup announcement this week.
Uh-oh.
Canadian pop-punky legends, Tokyo Police Club.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you ever listened to them, but they hit at just the right time when my kids were kind of young and just developing their musical taste. And it was like this overlap where I really liked them and my kids really liked them. And it was really cool. It was really nice, to bond over music. And I think it was actually Grant's first concert that he ever saw.
Oh my God.
I think he was 10 and I took him to the building's been torn down now. It was the old University of Wisconsin Union South. They had like the cafeteria. They would have bands in there.
Okay.
And Tokyo Police Club came.
Wow.
It's since been torn down and they've got a brand new way, way nicer building now. Yeah, so they announced that, we've been around a while. God, it's got to be coming up on between 15 and 20 years, I guess, right? Time flies, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like, I think we've reached the end of the line. So they announced a final show at the venue that you've told me about called History in Toronto.
Yes.
And then it like sold out really fast, so they added a second show. And the second show sold out. So now they're on the third night playing at History to like be their farewell. So
did they say why
they're breaking up?
Yeah,
I don't know, they kind of just felt like the run was over. Like the last album they put out wasn't really that good, to be honest, and I don't know if it did that well, but
I never got into the Tokyo Police Club.
Well, they had a real heyday back in maybe what, 2006 or 7 to 2012 or 2008 to 12 or something like that, with some really great stuff. So I really enjoyed them a lot. And so I have a bonus pick, and I was trying to think of like what's a good song to play. And I settled on one. It's from their album Elephant Shell from 2008. And the track I picked is called Tessellate.
All the boys who called their mothers on that day, we're no tough bunch, but they had the nerve to go and say, that all your secrets were drowned with the pioneers from this town. They packed their bags only moments too late, with the pounding waves crashing up against the weakened water gates. 'Cause dire times call for dire faces. So lovely dancer, call a dancer straight out of places. In the night we're running barefoot, you and I. First elevate, broken hearts tessellate tonight. And all the kids who cut their knees on that old schoolyard fence, we're holding out for posterity and sound. No fun playing cowboys for pretend. We showed them what the backs of our hands for. The divide is clear in the coming year. The rich will take the poor. 'Cause dire times call for dire faces. So lovely dancer, call a dancer, sit our places. In the night we're running back.
Tokyo Police Club. Man, I love that. I could just listen to that all day.
I remember why I didn't really get into them, because they reminded me so much of the Arctic Monkeys, to the point where I thought they're just ripping off from the Arctic Monkeys. So,
well, it's the contemporaries, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I never could get into them. So,
it's a Toronto band, always associated with Toronto, but I read about them a little bit. They actually originated in Newmarket, Ontario.
Oh,
You ever been to Newmarket?
No, but it's another one of those suburbs.
Yeah, it looks like it's just straight north of Toronto.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Anurag, have you come up with a pick now? This is going to be the first time I'm going to be listening to this song too, so you and I will critique this together.
Oh,
I pulled
fun.
Up a quick list of indie bands in India. And this one I've heard of. In fact, I did like them, but I never heard this album. It's called Is It Time to Eat the Rich Yet? It's by a band called the F-16s, like literally the F-16s.
Okay, I found it.
Yep. So let's just listen to the first song. It's got 123,000 plays on YouTube. It's called I'm on a Holiday.
Okay, I found it. Here we go.
First time.
So it's great because you're not responsible if it's not good.
I have no idea. I just pulled it up.
That's pretty good. Pretty for a random selection.
Yep.
The F-16s, I looked them up. So here's my music journalism. This is from their record label, apparently is called Wild City.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the F-16s are an alternative band hailing from the port city of Chennai, India.
Yeah.
Their music echoes the melancholia that grapples with the mundanity of everyday life in a town that serves very little outside of itself.
That's, oh my God.
It's kind of harsh. Do you know the port city of Chennai?
Chennai, yeah. It's like one of the metropolitan cities in India. So there's like four or five, and Chennai is one of them. It used to be called, holy crap, I'm blanking. Oh my God, all my Indian people are going to just kill me. What was Chennai called?
Well, yeah, you're losing your India cred now.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but shit, if it's one of like five, if it's in India and it's one of five metropolitan areas, it's got to have like 10 or 20 million people.
Madras. Right? Have you heard of Madras?
Maybe.
Okay, yeah. That's
There's a food dish called Madras lentils, right? So it must come from there.
Possibly, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. So, yeah, I think Madras was one of those colonial names. And then when India got all right-wing politics and all the nationalistic jingoism that's going on right now, so they've started changing the names of all the cities. So, like Bombay, we used to call it Bombay. Now it's called Mumbai.
Right, yeah, I knew that.
Calcutta is now something else, which I'm again forgetting, and everybody will kill me now. So
you're getting yourself into trouble on a rock.
Yes. So yeah, I'm definitely going to dive into indie music scene from India, and hopefully I'll introduce a few bands. Let's see.
That's cool. The F-16s, I think they were solid. It's a good start.
They were not bad.
All right. Now we're out of content, right?
Yes, we are.
Clocking it in at under an hour. So pretty solid. I think it was very well worth it.
Yes, it was. We can talk about something else if you want to, or we can just close it here.
We could just like talk about Taylor Swift or something or whatever. No, let's not do that.
No, let's not go there. It's a never-ending topic.
Yeah.
Yep. So what else is happening? Nothing much. Just looking at the politics of Canada, it's going apeshit right now. So.
Is it really? Oh, God. Well, people are problematic. That's the underlying theme, right? No matter where you are, people are problematic.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm. And my brother-in-law won a big case that he had going against his contractor, so he's very happy now, and my wife's very happy now. And what else?
Are they in Kitchener too or somewhere else?
No. They live in a town called Oakville. It's more towards Lake Ontario. It's actually on just next to Lake Ontario. So a little further from us, about 1.5-2 hours away. So, yep. So that's the big news in our life. What about you that you can share with everybody?
I gave the whole trip report. That was about it. That's about all the excitement. And trying to get into the chicken restaurant. Like how it doesn't get more exciting than that, right? Wait, was that before or after we started recording that? Chicken restaurant.
So nobody knows what you're talking about.
Okay. We couldn't get into the chicken restaurant because it's too popular. That's how Madison is. All right, good enough.
Yes.
Maybe Barrett or Chris is listening and be like, oh, God, I know what he's talking about. Okay. All of Wisconsin is sad because the Green Bay Packers lost. It's always like dramatic sports.
I saw the game, yes.
What happens is like, it's funny because every team, unless you're the champion, right? Basically every team ends their season losing, right? Either you're so bad you don't make the playoffs or you lose and then you think it's a complete disaster. But it's like basically what happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Except if you're lucky enough to be the champion. So I think they had a much better season than people expected, so we should all be happy.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was some kerfuffle with Aaron Rodgers with some late night talk show host, right?
Yeah, he kind of has gone, maybe he already was kind of crazy, but he's gone kind of off the rails like in the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Where he was a sort of an anti-vax guy, and then
he is. Oh, yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that explains that.
And yeah, it's just yeah, he's sort of a conspiracy theory kind of.
Yeesh. Okay. Never knew that.
Yeah. And he got into trouble because he the big controversy recently was that he basically. You know, there was the sex trafficker guy, Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is a big story in the United States. This guy was basically a horrible, like, trafficker of teenagers, basically. And then he, like, signed up celebrities to hook up with these teenagers and stuff. It was just absolutely horrific. Mm-hmm. So he goes to prison, and then he kills himself when he's in prison. Yeah. Although there's like a conspiracy theory that like it wasn't actually a suicide.
Somebody had him killed. Yes. Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Like, I don't know.
I
don't know,
and I don't really. The story of Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know, and I don't necessarily care. But they announced they were going to release some documents from Epstein's case.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers goes on this talk show, and he says, I think there are some people who aren't going to like when that information is released, including Jimmy Fallon. Is it Jimmy
Fallon? Oh, Kimmel.
Kimmel. I get Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel mixed up.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel isn't going to like this. So it's like, okay, he's implying that he's... So it's like... But it was like out of thin air because there's no like actual evidence tying Jimmy Kimmel to this. So, you know, now probably Aaron Rodgers is going to get sued for, you know, $10 million just like... Like Trump's getting sued for. Okay, there you go. Now we filled it out. Do we make it up to an hour now? Not quite, but close enough. The listeners are like, get out of here, please.
Yes. Yeah, all right.
We don't need any more of this stuff. Anurag, thank you.
Thank you.
You are always on top of the music, and I always know when in doubt, contact Anurag, and you'll be ready to rock and roll.
Yes, so, I am always.
And I really need to get up there to Canada, and eventually I'll get up there again.
Nice.
Maybe I'll drag you. When am I going to drag you down to Austin? Apparently not this year. When, come on.
What can be?
It's
in March, isn't it?
Yes, it's in March.
So that's the problem. I'm going to India from end of Feb to mid-March. So there you go. I can't take more time off and then go again to Austin.
Do you want to go to... Brighton, England sometime? They've got the Great Escape Festival in May.
We are actually talking about going to England this summer, my wife, because my daughter really, really likes England. So she's been pushing us. So if I do go there, I'm just going to call up Craig and just ask him which show is he going to tonight, and I'll just join him.
Oh, he'll take you to the Smokehouse. You got to contact Craig for sure if you go.
Yep, that's what I'll do.
All right. All right. Very cool. All right, let's sign off. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.